I'm going to have the secretary to call a roll, and then we'll convene, and then have the board decide how to
conduct. I'm sorry, Tony?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
DCMB, we already, with your support, we already talked about what Bill did. And we decide that we don't want him being one of the streamers. Why are we admitting this?
No, Deidre, what I'm saying is, I didn't say that. This is what I'm saying. I'm saying we're going to call a roll and convene the PNB meeting, and then we'll have the PNB decide how they want to stream it, if Bill can stream it or not. That's going to have to be a PNB board decision. Okay?
Well, we already did it, right? Yeah.
If the PNB decides that we have a reasonable, if that's reasonable to do that, or they can decide that it's not reasonable. And that's okay. The only way we're going to have to deal with that. So, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Okay, before I do that, let me just mention that Fred did call me back, and he's not able to stream.
So I arrange everything on time.
All right, I'm going to call the roll. Aaron, Grace, here, present. Alexander. Jonathan, can't hear you.
I kept getting his voicemail. I'm trying him again in a minute.
Okay, Bethune.
I'm going to have to call him back, too. Sorry.
Brown.
Here.
Present. Casnave.
Present.
Present. Crozier.
Here.
Present. Fuentes.
No, I only got it.
Goodman.
Voicemail, guys.
Present.
Present. Coburn is present. Norman.
Present.
Present. Novick.
Present.
Present. Nwangaza.
Disconnected. Sophia.
Sorry?
It's showing connected now. I'm not sure if it's just the voicemail or...
Can't hear Nwangaza. Patel Adams.
I'll leave the name.
Present. Pinchback.
Here.
Present. Roberts.
350025.
Serene
is here.
Whoa. Serene Roberts?
She doesn't have a voice. She said she was here. She has no voice.
Roberts, present. I thought I heard her hoarse voice. Okay, Thornton?
Here.
Present. Shibanda.
Uhuru.
Present. Wilkinson.
I'm here.
Present. Just Alexander.
Trying
Bethune.
Again.
Bethune.
Here.
Bethune is present. Fuentes. Nwangaza. Okay, Chair, we have a quorum.
Okay, well, as you know, we don't have anyone to stream, so we have...
We will return your call.
So,
please leave a message.
We have a quorum. This is the... my name is Tony Norman, Chair of the Pacifica National Board. And we don't have anybody to stream, but Bill has volunteered. So what we're going to do is the board can decide whether we want to proceed. I think we should make every reasonable effort to open our meetings to the public so that it should be streamed. So the board has to decide whether or not it's okay if there's any objection to Bill streaming the meeting, and I've heard some objections. So we'll hear some debate on that, and then the board can decide whether or not Bill would move forward with streaming the meeting.
This
do
is
I do
Grace.
To that?
Adriana?
I got Grace and Adriana. Yes, Grace.
Well, I'd like to move that we allow Bill to stream the meeting since we don't have anybody else.
and as it's important that the public be able to hear what we're at this meeting.
Okay. Was there a second to that? Can I get a second?
This is Bill. I'll second.
Second. Second. Jan Goodman, second.
The next person I have is Adriana. You want to speak to this?
Yes, sir. Well, we know what happened before. We know how the votes we are and how we said that Bill couldn't be trusted because he already did what the board asked him not to do. And it's not only that. We know perfectly that that's the way that this is being played. Suddenly, we don't have anybody. We asked already to give this credential to different people to explain, and obviously we have an employee that rejects that option. To force us to accept something and to accept some people, in this case, the social, that illegally did the bulk of the thing. It's very clear. The board made a decision before, and I believe that we do our best effort, but this social shouldn't be rewarded for his bad behavior and for disobeying what the board was asking him to do. Thanks.
Anybody else want to speak?
Jan Goodman.
Yes, Jan Goodman, yes.
I would like to know what the alternative to not having Bill stream is. If there's somebody else to stream, I'm in favor. But if it's Bill or nobody, I that's a different question. So can we have somebody speak to who would stream it if it's not going to be Bill?
Bill for the sec.
All right,
Nancy, I had mentioned my name before Jan did.
Yeah, Nancy, and then we'll hear from Bill. Yeah, Nancy.
What happened to Otis?
He sent an email saying he couldn't do it.
Huh.
Okay, Bill?
Well, Adriana made some accusations about me about I couldn't understand everything she was saying. It sounded like that I can't be trusted. And something about should not reward my behavior. I don't know what she's talking about, so I wish she'd be specific instead of mentioning specific vague accusations like that.
Okay, Adriana, did you want to respond to that?
Tony, point of request or information?
Yes, Nancy, what's your question?
Yeah, wasn't that explained to him?
Wasn't what explained to who?
To Bill, that he shouldn't be making calls when it's not called for.
I don't know if it was explained. I know we sent an email out, I think, in reference to something like that, but I don't know if it was...
What did the email say?
Well, I know we sent an email out that as a result of streaming unauthorized meetings that are not P&B meetings, that person should not stream meetings.
And so Bill should have got that email?
I assume so. But the issue that we have today is if Bill doesn't stream, we don't have anybody else to stream. I don't know what the option is. So the issue that we're speaking to now is whether or not Bill can stream the meeting. Anybody else want to speak to that?
Jan Goodman again.
This is Margie.
Can you hear me?
Margie wants to speak.
Okay, let's hear from Margie, and then I think we'll hear from Adriana, who wanted to respond to Bill. Margie.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I want to say before that obviously I was cut up again, and I need to call to a different member to be on the call. This is the way that it's being played. You know, that's happened before and happened again now.
Okay.
Now,
Janet, to the staff.
I don't know if, Michael, you can call Adriana from a different number, or somebody can put her on a conference call with her on another number. I don't know how that would work if somebody else would do that. Adriana says she's having some technical problems.
No, sir, I don't have any technical problem.
Well, what is it you want, Adriana? I thought you were saying you want somebody to call you to put you on another number. What is your issue?
Yes, because somebody cut me off the call.
Michael,
I'm talking through a different member that is three-way me.
Okay.
That's how.
Michael, could you follow up and check on what she's saying? She was cut off from her number?
Nancy, yes. Request for information.
What's your question, Nancy?
I don't see any email from Otis.
He sent that a few days ago. Maybe 2 or 3 days ago. But, yeah.
I see something about Otis can post tomorrow from Serene.
But no, the email I saw, he said he wouldn't be able to make it today because he's on going to some convention or on travel. Okay,
Janet, could you clarify that email to us?
Okay, Janet, you want to clarify that?
And then I want to be on the stack.
Then we'll be on the stack after Margie.
Right. Okay, so I think the email that Tony's referring to did not go to everybody. It went to Tony, I think Lydia, and me, but about from Otis, but I'm not sure. I can try to find it.
That's fine. Thank you, Janet.
Okay, Margie.
Okay, I just want to say, I totally agreed with the board decision that Bill should not be allowed to stream after the events of that meeting. But I also think that we're in a really terrible spot, and we have business we have to do, and I think it's imperative that we do as much of our business in public as possible. So I would amend Grace's motion to say that we are asking Bill to stream tonight under extraordinary circumstances, and that in general we will not be asking him to stream if we have any other alternatives. You want me to send that?
Yes, if you can send that in writing.
Okay. I didn't see Grace's motion.
Grace, if you could submit your motion in writing. Okay.
Point of information, Pinchback.
Yes, what's your question, Pinchback?
The Serene just sent out some information saying that the LUPA is actually recording this entire thing, and that that information can be retrieved by Otis tomorrow for republication. That's what the an email I received from Serene.
Janet, the point of order.
Don't interrupt, Janet.
Can I interrupt?
It's
but
not.
He was about to wrap it up. Pitchback, you want to wrap what you were saying, and then we'll hear Janet.
I thought it was a point of information that he had. It's not.
Yeah, I was providing information. That's it.
Okay. All right, Janet, what's your point of order?
Well, that's what it was, that he had jumped the stack by providing information. So I would like to I'd like to be on the stack to speak to Margie's amendment and the original motion.
Okay, and you're next, and we got to wrap this up because we do need to move forward, make a decision. Yes, Janet, what's you're next on that?
Okay, so what had happened was there was a meeting on July 28th that had been noticed by Bill as a continuation meeting, and it was inappropriate, and then it was changed. He changed it to just a regular special meeting, and it was the same meeting, and it was back and forth, and the meeting was, and the chair instructed that it be canceled, and it was canceled, and then it was Bill uncanceled it, and back and forth and back and forth, and then the meeting took place, and it was streamed, not through the normal way that our meetings should be streamed, and that's why this decision had been made for him not to stream meetings, and to address the. And my understanding is that we make every effort to stream the meeting. And addressing what Ron was saying, the recording the meeting is a different thing than streaming. All these meetings are recorded by LoopUp, and they can get the recordings, the archives can get posted to the Pacifica website for the public, but streaming is real time. That's the difference. But we're making every effort, and I would think that what we should do is just have Loopup record the meeting as normal and post it to the website afterwards. So I would vote against special circumstances.
This is Margie. I'd like to speak.
Michael Sivistek.
Yeah, Mike.
And Bill.
When would be my time?
I'm going to hear from Michael. I haven't spoken. I know Adriana, who was next on the stack, and we didn't get to it. But Michael, yes.
Yeah, I think there are two problems relying on Loopup. The first is our experience the other week when it blew up on us, and it never made the recording because it was never completed. So that meeting was not recorded by Loopup. So I think it's a little unreliable. And also the idea of the streaming is that it allows us to have these meetings without having face-to-face because people listening on the stream can email the PNB with comments. So I think it should be streamed.
Okay, I'm going to go. Could we please wrap this up because we don't want to debate all night on whether we can stream. We won't get to any action items. We still got to approve the agenda. But okay, Adriana was next.
And this is Jim. I'd like to speak when I get a chance.
Well, Jim, you haven't spoken on it, so let's hear from you.
Well, my problem is that Bill, in my opinion, seems to deny that he did anything wrong, and I think he owe it to us as a committee to at least acknowledge what happened and acknowledge whether he still believes in his heart that it was right or wrong, that his actions were right or wrong. I would feel a lot better voting in favor of him if I knew that he was a bit more honest with us.
Okay, Adriana?
Yes. Basically, what is happening again is what's happened in another situation in this foundation. We have some employees that they decide that they can confront all of us, decide whatever they wish, make fun of the decision of the only governance body of this foundation, and do whatever they please. You see it in one employee, you see it in a lot of employees, and they play us this way. You know, suddenly, well, an employee is the one that decides what the PNB should do. And obviously it was asked for that employee to allow other people in this PNB to stream. We will try, since that happening, since that illegal streaming of that meeting that Bill did, since then, every time that we have a meeting, we have the same problem. And then Otis is saying, today I cannot. And then they are trying to push us to accept Bill, even when this PNB decided that was something wrong. And like we said, we keep hearing him saying that was nothing wrong. Obviously, we are not on the stream, Bill, too. And then you don't need to play all of this because we are not on the stream yet. You know perfectly that you did wrong. You did against what the chair, what the...
Point of order.
Who is that?
Point of order. This is Grace. These accusations... There's no foundation for these blanket accusations impugning the integrity of staff and impugning the intentions and disparaging the intentions of board members and of staff. It's improper and it violates Robert's rules.
Okay. We can go all night with
and Bill.
We're going to hear from Bill, and then we're going to have to go to a vote. We got to. If you're against it, you either say no. If you want him to do it, say yes. But we got to move on. Let's hear from Bill, and then we'll go to a vote. Yeah, Bill.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, we never really had a proper discussion about that meeting. And I, Jim, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I don't feel I have anything to apologize for. I don't think I did anything wrong. I think some other people definitely did do some things wrong in trying to prevent us from having a legitimately and legally called meeting. Four of us properly announced and called for a meeting of the Pacific and National Board, and the well, may I finish, please? And we have some really serious financial issues to deal with, and apparently a number of you decided you didn't want to attend or could not attend. I'm not trying to make assumptions about your. I'm not trying to make assumptions about your intentions, but for whatever reason, most of you did not attend.
We just let him finish, and then I'll hear that, and then we'll wrap this up. We can't spend all night on this, okay, Adriana?
Exactly. And Adriana objects when people interrupt her, by the way. But anyway, the this was a legally called meeting. It was a legally called meeting. And when and it was posted properly on the KPFC calendar several times, it was canceled without permission of the people that called the meeting. That was what was the problem. It was improperly canceled, and I reposted it each time, and finally sent an email pointing out how this was the cancellation was improper, and then it was left alone. And then when we didn't have quorum. I believe Tony and or Lydia had said we should not use LoopUp because we shouldn't be using it if we would have quorum. So we went to another conferencing call service. Everybody who wanted to be on it could be on that call, and I streamed it. I did not use any Pacifica resources or incur any cost to Pacifica by doing that, and every one of the PNB members who wanted to be on could have been on that call. So I don't feel I have anything wrong to apologize for. We discussed some important issues that really needed to be discussed, and we came up with some suggestions for
move on.
Dealing with financial issues.
What's your point of order, Adriana? What's your point of order? And not a discussion, but is your point of order?
If you let me talk, maybe I can explain it to you.
I don't need. Just tell me what your point of order is, Adriana.
I'm trying.
What is it?
You allowed a member. It's a point of order. Take it off the floor, and then you give the floor to Bill. And you didn't say anything in the meantime that we are not discussing all the information that is given that is totally wrong. I don't understand.
No, Adriana was actually next on the stack after you. That's why I went to Bill.
No,
and
sir.
And also Jim asked him a question.
Grace,
that's why I went to Bill. He was next on the stack after you.
After Grace points of order that interrupts my time, you went to somebody else. That's what I'm trying to say. It's clear, or you, the Spanish speaking people, can you say better in English than somebody understand?
No, Adrian, I was under the impression that you had finished. I moved to the
I'm a woman. Yeah, I can be shut up. Yeah.
No, I was under the impression if you hadn't finished, you should have objected and said I didn't finish, and then I would have gone to you and not let Bill continue. But
you allow a member.
But we're not going to go back and forth, Adriana. We're going to have to. I thought I heard a point of information, and we're going to have to go to a vote and settle this one way or the other. Okay, Nancy, you had a question. Was that Nancy? You had a question, Nancy. Okay. Well, everybody understand what the issue is. We're going to vote on whether or not we're going to have Bill to stream the meeting. If he doesn't stream the meeting, then we've concluded that we made every reasonable effort to stream it, and therefore we're just going to go forward with the meeting and then have it recorded, public supporting, or we go streaming. So everybody understand what they're voting for.
Yeah, point of order.
Who is that?
This is Michael.
Yeah, Michael.
There was a substitute motion from Margie.
Yes.
No, it's just an amendment.
An amendment, whatever.
I think the essence of our amendment was that we use Bill this only this one time because of extraordinary circumstances. Was that correct, Margie?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so we're going to let's just vote on all this at once if we decide to go with him.
Point of information?
Yes, Adriana, what's your question?
My question is this means that even if we allow this to happen, it means it's then on, because we asked for that before, but Bill keep streaming. It means that he will not stream anymore, right? That is exactly what that means?
If we voted the way Margie is saying, it's only for this one time, is what she's saying.
That's right.
That's all.
On a one-time basis because we have no alternative.
That's what she said. Okay, let's go to a vote on this, and we can end it one way or the other. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
All right, so I just need some clarification. This sounds like a substitute motion, not an amendment. Substitute
okay,
to Grace's.
I don't care. Okay. Call it whatever you
and
want.
I don't have a second.
But
second.
Thank
Michael
you, Michael.
Seconded. We have a substitute motion. Okay. Madam Secretary.
All right, I'll call the roll. Yes. Aaron.
Request for information. Sorry, one more question. So if this motion fails, we're still going to have the meeting, and it'll be put on the website.
Oh,
later,
yes, right? We're still going to have the meeting, whether the motion passes
okay.
or not.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, back to the roll call. Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
Not on the call.
Bethune.
No.
No. Brown.
Pass.
Pass. Castanave.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes. Can't hear you. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes no. Novick.
Pass.
Pass. Nwangaza? Can't hear you, Patel Adams. Patel Adams?
Abstain.
Can't hear. Abstain. Pinchback?
No.
No. Roberts?
No.
No. Sorden?
No.
No. Shibanda.
No.
No. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Brown, you passed?
No.
No. Novick, you passed?
Abstain.
Abstain. Let me count. I have 4 yes, 8 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
Okay, so this fails.
Okay, we'll have to go forward. We'll move forward with the meeting, and hopefully we'll propose to the public this recording of this meeting.
Point of order, Bill.
Yes, Bill, what's your point of order?
I think the meeting's out of order and in violation of the bylaws if it's not streamed. The bylaws require that the meetings to be made public, and the CPB rules do also, and posting it after the fact, as several people pointed out, does not allow the public to send us comments during the meeting or anything of that sort.
I'm going to rule that out of order. The bylaws doesn't say that the meetings have to be streamed, just said it should be public, so it doesn't speak to nature that, although we would make every best effort to try to get it streamed. But I don't think, it's not against the bylaws to move forward with the meeting. Bylaws wouldn't prohibit it.
Well, it's also a violation of the open meetings requirements of the CPB.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What's your point of order, Adriana?
Can you ask the members to speak when they have the floor, no back and forth?
I would, yes. I will ask everybody to speak when they have the floor. Okay? Yes, that's correct. Okay, we're going to move on with the meeting. We need... was there any unexcused absences?
This is Janet. Can I respond? I, as far as I'm concerned, no. I haven't received any.
Okay. Can we get some timekeepers for subject matter and for individual?
Adriana, I would do subject.
Anyone who's going to time for individual?
Nancy Portsville.
Okay, Nancy, each person gets 90 seconds.
9018627.
Each person gets 90 seconds, and whatever the subject matter is would depend on what the agenda item is that we've already voted for. So we ask our timekeepers to really stay on top of that. Okay, We have our agenda. Can we get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
There's a second. Who made the motion and who was...
What?
Who made the motion?
Adriana.
And who seconded?
I seconded.
Okay, Ms. Adams seconded. Do we have any discussion about the agenda?
Please leave a message.
Is there any discussion
Janet.
On the agenda?
Janet.
And I want our timekeeper to start timing us. We only got 30 minutes to discuss this agenda. Okay, Janet.
And,
yes.
And Bill.
Janet and then Bill.
Yes, I move to amend the agenda by moving the new business item 7D, which is a motion to amend the agenda approval debate time limit motion, to be right after item 4, the affiliates directors election nominations item. And I'm sending that, and I'd like to motivate it.
Is there a second to that amendment to the agenda?
Second.
Okay, yes. Hey, Janet, you want to motivate that?
And phone number after the B. We will return.
Hello?
Yes. Janet,
okay.
Motivate that.
Right. Right. So this is something that the amount of time that this body spends on agenda approvals during closed session sometimes is half, or it consists of half the time that we only have. And there have been times when we have not gone to closed session because there wasn't enough time to do that and anything else. So this would, I think this is urgent because we have closed sessions, and we're going to be having more of them, and so I think we need to decide on this soon.
Okay.
Like,
anyone want to speak to this issue? And we're only speaking to whether or not this should be on the agenda. We don't want to go deep into the subject matter of that discussion.
No. No, Chair.
I'm sorry?
Moving it. Moving it. It's already on the agenda as new business.
That's what I'm saying,
My point is
that the discussion should be on that moving it and not get deep into
right.
the subject matter of your particular motion, amendment. So is anyone who wants to speak to this moving this item at this particular point on that agenda?
Well, Bill.
Yes, Bill.
We have so many other more important issues we've got to deal with, including our financial problems and, you know, the elections and... I don't even know if the elections are being paid for. You know, this ought to stay on the agenda where it is, because we've got these other more important issues that have to be dealt with. There's also a programming motion about the national elections. If we don't deal with that right away, it's going to be too late. We've got the national elections in a month from now. And I object to moving this other item up.
Anybody else to speak to this amendment?
Janet, may I speak to it?
Yes.
Right, so I don't know what elections Bill is talking about. The item would be moved to after the affiliates director's item. So it's...
Anybody else wish to speak to this matter? Okay. Nobody else want to speak to it, we'll go to a vote on it. We understand what the amendment is it to move this item up on the agenda? Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, sorry. Aaron?
No.
No. Alexander? Can't hear you. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown? Jim? Can't hear you. Castanave?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Fuentes? Not on the call, I guess. Goodman?
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza? Can't hear you. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Abstain.
Can't hear you. Maybe if you...
Abstain.
You say abstain.
Okay. Abstain. Sorden?
Objection. We can't hear her vote.
I heard her say abstain, but and I and some other...
I heard her say abstain.
All right.
Sorden? Can't hear you. Shabanda?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson? Wilkinson? Can't hear you.
Sorden, yes.
Sorden?
Yeah.
How did you vote? Yes.
Yeah.
Wilkinson?
Abstain.
Abstain. So I didn't hear from Alexander. Brown? Jim? Fuentes? Nwangaza? Okay, let me count. I have 8 yes, 3 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. So this passes.
Okay. Next person I had on the stack on the agenda was Bill.
Thank you. I had two proposed amendments. First, the time for the IED report is very inadequate. We have a lot of really serious items, as I was mentioning just a minute ago, and the IED reports we've had in the last few meetings, if we've had them at all, have been really short and haven't had a chance to get to the big issues that we need to discuss, like how are we going to pay for national office staff, how are we going to pay for the elections, True Ballot still hasn't been paid, for example, how are we going to get the ballots counted. We still haven't seen any recovery plans from any of the stations. And anyway, there's other issues like that that I can go into in detail when we get to the IED report. But and we still haven't even seen the final arbitration report for KPFK employees and how we're going to deal with that. Plus, you know, budget items that, you know, there seems to be no plan for that. So my amendment is to increase the time for the IED report to 1 hour.
IED report to 1 hour?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a second?
Including Q&A.
Is there a second on that?
Jan Goodman, second.
Okay. It's been moved.
Actually, I'd like to amend it to 40 minutes, if that's okay. Although we need 2 hours.
Chair.
Are you seconding
Chair,
it?
Chair.
Who is that?
This is Janet. Point of order.
Yes, Janet.
So you were asking for a second, and then Jan Goodman seconded it, and then tried to amend it, and she was not on the stack for doing that. So that amendment is
not
proper.
But I was just to that, Janet, before you objected. That's why I was asking her if she was seconding it or you. So were you seconding it?
I will second it.
Oh yeah.
Maybe someone else.
And now we'll have to go to the, Bill, if you want to take a few minutes to motivate it, and then we'll go to a discussion, two people again.
Chair, point of order, or?
Yes, Janet.
So it sounded like Bill did already motivate it before he even said what the it was.
No, he made it, but I don't, he should be given an opportunity to motivate it. I mean, I don't, he made the motion.
Yeah, he did.
No, I think I said enough.
Okay.
So let other people speak.
Anybody else want to speak to this amendment?
Point of information?
Yes. Adriana, what's your question?
Did you ask? We are allowing the NES. We are almost in the elections. We are allowing the NES for 20 minutes because she have another, she's never available to us, and she have another meeting. And we are deciding for the IED. Is anybody asking the IED if she have the 40 minutes for this report? Is the ID on the call?
Well, Michael will, I don't know if Michael will have her on the call, but Michael should call you. If you can call Lydia. Okay, anybody else want to speak to this amendment? And could you put that in writing, Bill? Anybody else want to speak to this amendment?
Grace.
Yes, Grace.
like to amend the amendment to make it 45 minutes instead of 60 minutes.
It's been a motion to make it 45 minutes. Is there a second to that?
Jan Goodman, second.
Okay, Jan Goodman, second that. Is there any objection to that? To that amendment?
Yes.
Okay, it has been objected to. Is there any discussion on this amendment?
Again,
thank
can we
for
have
your
the executive director on the call and ask her?
Memory full.
Well, we don't have her yet, but he's trying to get her on the call. He's trying to get Lydia. But do you want to speak to this amendment, Adriana?
Well, basically, that is the problem. If we don't know for the person that we are asking to be 40 minutes, how can we I decide anything?
Okay. Anybody else want to speak to this amendment? Okay, we'll go.
Michael's in the chat.
Is that
Michael?
Yes,
Michael. Michael's in the chat.
Yes, Michael.
There's a bill has on the agenda under old business. There's a motion from Bill for a discussion about all the issues that he discussed. But I think we can take them up then.
Bill. Number at the tone, and we will return your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
Bill.
Yes, Bill.
Well, yeah, I have a motion down there on the agenda. It's been on the agenda since March, but I don't think it's nearly as urgent as a lot of these other things, and we'll probably never get to that. So I'm not suggesting we change my motion that's been lingering on the agenda since March. I just think we need time for the ID report and Q&A so that we can deal with the more urgent and important issues and get answers that we're not getting.
Okay, anybody else who's speaking? If we've already had two people speaking against it, anybody else want to speak in favor of this? And then we'll go to a vote. Okay, we're going to go to a vote on this amendment to have the IED report for 45 minutes. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander. Bethune.
No.
No. Brown. Castanave.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn passes. Novick? Michael, can't hear you. Nwangaza? Patel Adams?
Novick votes no.
I'm sorry?
Novick votes no.
Novick, no. Pinchback?
No.
No. Roberts? Well, I don't know if...
I think she said no.
If she could, I'm wondering whether
I said no.
Right. I'm wondering if she could tap.
I object. We can't hear anything. Yeah, tapping's okay.
We don't have the floor
here. Well, point of order. Then.
I'm wondering if she could tap once for yes, twice for no, three times for abstain, if that would be acceptable.
Doreen, is that acceptable? Tap one for yes,
no.
Two for no.
How do we know it's her?
No. No.
No.
No.
Say
no. It's
no.
Very clear.
Roberts votes no. All right. Thornton.
Abstain.
Abstain. Shibanda.
No.
No. Wilkinson. Wilkinson?
Let me call again because I don't check my voice messages that often. Thanks. Bye.
At the tone.
Don't,
please.
I don't hear you. All right. Going back. Brown. All right.
No.
Brown votes no. Fuentes?
All right. Coburn passed and votes no. Patel Adams didn't hear you.
Yes.
Yes. And Wilkinson didn't hear you.
I apologize. I've lost track of what we're voting on.
We're voting to increase the IED report to 45 minutes.
I vote yes.
Yes. Okay, let me count. I have 5 yes, 8 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair would vote yes.
Yes. 6 yes, 8 no, 1 abstention. This fails.
Okay, we go to the motion that we had, which is for an hour. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on the IED having an hour for the report?
Yes. Aaron?
Abstain.
Abstain. Bethune?
No.
No. Brown? Can't hear you. Brown votes no. Castnave?
No.
No. Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
Dropped off the call.
Coburn votes no. Novick?
No.
No. Nwangaza? Patel Adams?
No.
Can't hear. No. Pinchback?
No.
No. Roberts?
No.
No. Thornton?
Yes.
Thornton? Yes. Shibanda?
No.
No.
Thank
Wilkinson?
You. Wilkinson abstains.
Wilkinson.
Jan Goodman,
abstains.
I'm back on the call.
How do you vote on a one-hour IED report?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, can you please mute now?
I would like to change my vote, Nancy.
Sorry.
Thornton.
I thought we were voting on the main motion. I thought we were voting on 45 for the main motion.
No. Thornton votes no. All right. Counting. I have 2 yes, 10 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
No. So this fails as well.
Okay. Is there any more amendments to the agenda and our timekeeper? Where are we on our time in terms of 30 minutes on the agenda?
We still have in time. Adriana, for the floor.
And Bill.
Doreen?
Yes.
Yes.
Just take off the SCA.
I think you said you want to take off the SCA.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
She's moved to amend the agenda to remove the SCA off the agenda. That's your amendment. That's correct.
To postpone it, I send an email.
To postpone it.
Yeah, she sent an email.
It's my motion, but I can't explain it.
Chair, point of order, Janet.
Could you send that in email, though, Serene, so we'll know exactly what you say? Yes, Janet, what's your point?
So this is we're approving the agenda. A motion to postpone an agenda item is not appropriate. It can be.
Point of information.
Once again, we need to get that in writing, Serene. What you're taking it off the agenda. But we hadn't.
I sent it.
She sent it.
Okay. What is it? Could someone read it? Do you have that, Janet? What is it? The language.
Can't talk. Postpone. The title of the email is Motion SBA, and the message is Can't Talk. Postpone.
Right.
Yes, we can't. Janet makes a valid point of order. We can't postpone something that hadn't actually been approved on the agenda. What we can do is take it off the agenda, but we can't postpone it because it hadn't been approved for the agenda.
Can we table it when we get there,
Janet?
Yes,
Janet.
We can table it when we get there.
Yeah, let's just leave it on the agenda and table it when we get there.
That's right. I agree.
Okay, Janet, yes, you had something to say?
Right, exactly. I was going to say not table it, but postpone it. But once we get to it on the agenda.
Okay, Serene, do you have a problem with that?
Fine.
Say that's fine?
Yeah, that's
twice.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll postpone that item once we get to it. Well, I think I heard Adriana, you were next to speak to the agenda.
And
yes.
Bill.
And then Bill.
Yes. What I ask is to extend the NES report because we have 20 minutes. We can never, have a report for her. We have a bunch of questions that are not being answered, and I believe that we should have at least. We don't have her. We have problems before when we have her in the call, and I don't know, she was traveling, then she lost the call. I'm asking for at least 40 minutes.
But Adriana, I think did you get the copy of her report she sent this evening? She said
no.
Wouldn't be able to make the meeting.
When she sent that?
She sent that about maybe an hour and a half ago. I thought she sent it to everybody else.
Oh my God.
She sent a written report. It's accurate. Let me check.
Janet, point of information while
yes,
you're
Janet,
doing that.
Yes, Janet, get that also. Yes, Janet.
So you had asked how much time was left to amending the agenda approval item, and that question was not answered.
Yes,
it was 9 minutes.
Yeah,
right. 9 minutes.
Okay, but she sent out a report. Janet, did you get the election supervisor report?
Yes.
And did she not say
where?
Should she wouldn't?
One moment. Maybe she didn't send it to everyone.
Oh, wonderful.
I thought she sent it to everybody. If she didn't, could you forward that to everybody?
We pay for employees' cards.
Oh, she did not send it to everyone.
Okay, could you forward
that?
Oh, board, the written report. She said she couldn't make it tonight. She sent a written report, and she had the estimated quorums and the numbers. So Janet is going to send that to everybody. I thought she sent it to the whole PNB.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I want to use that time at least. If she doesn't have a report, we can read her report. Then we'll be at least on the recording. And I want us to talk about the issues, and that's why for 40 minutes at least. This is ridiculous. An election is being conducted, and we don't have the option to talk to the National Election Supervisor, in the Election Committee, no in our stations, and no with the PNB. She's ignoring some of us when she's answering some other people. I want that 40 minutes at least, and we need to talk openly about what's going on with this election.
Chair, I second.
You're making an amendment to the agenda to discuss the elections for 40 minutes in that time space that the NSA report, as I understand it, correct?
Exactly.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? It's been moved and seconded. Is there any objection to that amendment?
This is Grace. I object.
Okay. So we're going to go to a discussion on it. Adriana, you want to motivate it? And then we'll go to a discussion.
Yes. The main reason is we don't have the option to talk to the National Election Supervisor. We are paying, people to conduct this election. The foundation is paying a bunch of money, and we don't have answers. is never answered in writing, is never answered for our from our personal emails, is not answered from the PMB emails. Only a few people are being answered. We have a bunch of questions to make, a bunch of open situations that are not being clarified. And today again, since I remember that we start elections, we have the National Election Supervisors won for a short period of time with the PMB, and then for whatever reason, she lost the call and she couldn't call back. This is so unusual. We need this being, I mean, we are paying huge amount of money for this. You know, that doesn't make sense. The election cannot be conducted in these mysterious ways that nobody had the option to know what's going on. We need that time, and we need to talk frankly about the issue.
Okay, we want to ask our time people to keep up. But remember, we're just voting to add this item of the agenda and the time period. We don't need to go deep into the subject matter. This is just to put it on the agenda and at that time, the 45 minutes. Okay, Bill, you and
Janet. Janet, point of information?
Yes, Janet, what's your question?
Well, it doesn't seem like it's being added. It's just extending the time of the NES report. We have the report, and it's just extending the time. So isn't that what the 40 minutes would be about?
Either way, I want to get into that. You can say add or whatever it is. Whatever the discussion is, we're just discussing adding it to the agenda. What my point is, we're not...
No, it's already on the agenda.
But
agenda, is my point.
Listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying we don't need to go deep into the subject matter now. We're just simply voting whether or not we want it on the agenda to the 45 minutes. See what I'm saying? The 45 minutes. To do it for 45
40
minutes.
Minutes. 40
or whatever
minutes.
It is. That's all. That's
right.
All I'm saying.
Okay.
Yes, Bill.
Well, I was going to make another amendment to the agenda because there's some other things that we should be dealing with right away, and I want to move them up on the agenda.
Bill,
so let's just vote on this. Let's just vote on this, and then I'll make my motion.
We only discuss. Anybody else want to speak to this?
Diana?
Yes.
Janet, what you just sent is a report that she sent.
Yes, because
this is not what the election committee asked her.
Okay, we're getting out of order. We'll wait till we get to that, Adriana.
Okay.
We're just
may I just respond quickly?
What's your response, Janet? Yes,
it's just that the NES sent this report called it quick report to the chair, the secretary, and the IED, and so I'm just forwarded. Her report.
Okay, the amendment that's in front of us is to add this 45, was it 40 minutes or 45 minutes? To this 40 minutes.
40 minutes.
40 minutes to this item. Is there any further discussion on adding 40
this
minutes
to
this agenda?
I'd like to say something.
Who is that?
Grace.
Grace. Okay, yes, Grace.
I'd just like to say that Lynn Serpy did attend the National Election Committee meeting last week. She answered many questions. That meeting was streamed. It is archived. It can be listened to.
Point of order?
I'm just giving some information and that
no.
information should be before we...
Grace, I think her point of order is that we're only adding this to agenda. We don't want to get deep. You can bring that up when we get to the subject matter item, whether or not you propose putting this on the agenda for 40 minutes or not. That's the only discussion.
So I think that it would be wasting time before people get to have it on the agenda with an extended time. If all of us don't thoroughly read and digest the answer she already gave to us in the election committee meeting last week and in the email you're forwarding to us. So why rehash things that she might have already responded?
Is that the point of order, Mr. Chair?
What's your point of order, Adriana?
No, I'm sorry. Grace Allen asked for a point of order. Is that your point of order?
Oh, I asked to be on the stack.
No, she didn't ask for a point of order. She has to be on the stack. Okay, could you, Grace, you need to finish your point.
I'm done.
Okay.
Janet, I have a point of information.
What's your question, Janet?
All right. First of all, there's an item to NES report that's on the agenda for 20 minutes. Now, it's my understanding that the amendment that Adriana is making is to extend that 20 minutes to 40 minutes, not add another item for 40 minutes. And if it's the latter, then the NES report should be removed. So can you, Chair, clarify?
As I understand it, just adding another 20 minutes to the item.
Okay. Very good.
Anybody else want to discuss this this amendment?
I have a point of order.
And a point of information, Jan Goodman.
What's your question, Jan?
I just want to know, are we extending the entire length of the meeting to accommodate these things, or if we're going to be cutting other things?
No, as far as I understand, when there's no motion to extend the entire length of the meeting, they're just extending those particular items.
Mr. Chair,
point of information. Does that mean that whatever is at the end of the agenda will just get cut off if everything else goes as planned?
Unless they amend to extend the agenda, which is at 11 o'clock. If they want to extend it, you can extend it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I understand we're out of time, so we're going to have to go and vote on the amendments and then on the agenda. Okay. The amendment that we have in front of us is Adriana's amendment to add an extra 20 minutes to the item that we have on the NES report. There's been some objections, so Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, Aaron?
No.
No. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes, Brown?
Yes.
Yes, Gasnave?
Yes.
Yes, Crozier.
No.
No. Goodman.
Abstain.
Abstain. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Abstain.
Abstain. Wangaza. Patel Adams.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Shibanda.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay, one moment. I have 9 yes, 2 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
So this passes.
Bill for the stack.
Well, we're out of time, so we're going to have to go to a vote on the agenda.
Well, move to extend for 5 minutes because there is something else that's pretty time sensitive we should talk about.
Is there a second to extend the discussion on the agenda for 5 minutes?
Second. Jan Goodman.
Their objection.
Point of order.
I object.
Michael?
We were already at time and had to vote on all the remaining items already on the floor, which is that amendment and then the agenda as amended. I think it's too late to ask for an extension.
But I'm going to, if it's the will of the body, we can either vote it up or down because...
Point of order?
With two-thirds.
Yes. Adriana, what's your point of order?
Mr. Chair, according to the rules that we apply since ever and other rule of orders, you have the option to ask for an extension before the time. After the time is passed and we passed 3 minutes already, our time for the agenda, you cannot, that's why we went directly to a vote. We cannot keep entertaining. I'm sorry, Chair, but that is by law.
Adriana, first of all, that's not the bylaws, but
it's a proper rule of order.
Please let me respond, Adriana. Okay? I'm going to rule.
Do not yell at me, sir.
I wasn't yelling. I was just trying to get it clear. It's hard to hear through the phone to get it clear.
Cover my voice.
But my point is that in the past, sometimes we've taken these motions after the time is up, and sometimes we've done it. So we've gone back and forth in terms of a procedure in terms of the P&B. So if it's the will of the body not to do it, vote it up or down. That's all we got to do and move on. If you don't want the 5 minutes, vote it down. Okay?
I challenge your ruling, Mr. Chair.
Okay. There's been a challenge of the ruling of the chair. Is there a second? No second? So we'll go. You can either vote it up or down, okay, so to extend 5 minutes. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
No.
No. Brown.
No.
No. Castanave.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes no. Novick.
No.
No. Patel Adams.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
No.
No. Roberts?
This is
extend the agenda approval item by 5 minutes.
Oh.
Uh-oh. I heard no. Thornton?
Yes.
Yes. Shabanda?
No.
No. Wilkinson?
No.
No. One moment. I have 5 yes, 9 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
So this fails.
Okay, we're going to go to the vote on the vote on the agenda as amendment. Is amended. Is there any objection to the agenda as amended?
Yes, it's Bill.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on the agenda?
Yes. Aaron.
No.
No. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Castanave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Goodman?
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Thornton?
Yes.
Yes. Shabanda?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson? Margie?
I'm sorry. I was distracted. What are we voting on now?
We're voting on the motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, one moment. I have 11 yes, 3 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes.
Chair votes yes.
Okay.
So the agenda as amended is approved.
Agenda has been approved. We'll now go to the first item on the agenda. Did we manage to get Lydia on the call, though?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, she's here. Okay. The next item we have on the agenda is the
No.
I'm sorry?
Chair, sorry.
Janet?
There's minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
To approve.
Yeah, Janet, you want to deal with the minutes? We have 5 minutes
yes,
on this item.
Right. Well, I sent the September 29th draft special PNB open meeting minutes earlier today. And so this needs to be approved.
Can we get a motion to approve?
Can I make my
motion to approve?
Can we get a second? Is there a second?
Janet.
Okay. And do we have any objection to approving these minutes?
Mr. Bill, I have a question.
What's your question?
Aren't there several other meetings that we don't have minutes for earlier in the summer?
Janet, did you want to respond to that?
So make sure we don't forget about those.
Yes, and I don't spend day and night working on meeting minutes. But, yes, there is a backlog, and some people have been hired as temporary to work on that, and that's very new. So, yes, there are some gaps in the minutes approval.
Okay. Is there objection to approving these minutes? Okay, the minutes are approved without objection.